item is ordinance amendment, chapter 115, relating to electronic message display on off-premises signs. Gentlemen, how do we feel about this?
Well, I'll start off, Mr. Chairman. I for one, am concerned about the electronic signs and the electronic message displays on these signs, as they could be as much as 600 square feet in size. I think there was concerns expressed at the public hearing about the signs creating, in some cases, almost a traffic hazard. Certainly, they can be such that they distract the driver's attention from the roadway to the message that's being conveyed on the board. I think if perhaps if there were some other specifics that were tied in with the size of the signs and that nature, I might be inclined to vote differently, but it at this point, I have concerns about the use for off-premise signs. You know, that's advertising other folks' businesses or whatever they might be advertising.
Yeah. Okay. Just want to make sure everyone is aware that we have the ability to approve or deny with comments, recommendation, because we're recommending the decision will be made at council, but we have the ability to attach comments to our motion. So just so everyone knows that it's not just yes or no, it can be yes but or no but.
Are can conditions be put on at the Board of Adjustments?
I would suspect they can, with when the application is made, and I would have to defer to the staff or to council on that.
But
I think they can.
Can, but pretty much it's limited to what's in the code already. They have put conditions on a lot of, because it's a special use exception, so they can put conditions on it.
Right.
That's probably they're probably limited on just how far they can go.
Well, I think there's.
So we haven't really had many conditions
right.
on.
And I would have. I would have concern if I was if I bought a house across the street from a regular lighted billboard, and then all of a sudden it changed to a bright lighted LED board.
Well, it really couldn't change because if the sign's already there, and you want to use LED or you know whatever electronic message display on that sign, you have to go to the board. Still has to go to public hearing. But when you purchase, they would either be there or you'd go to a public hearing.
But at the in that public hearing, the Board of Adjustments could either say, yes, we approve the sign.
Could approve it or disapprove it.
Or they could say, we
ask a question.
Want to be turned off at 10 o'clock.
Mr. Griffin, can we read the fifth item into the record and discuss them simultaneously but vote on them separately?
They need separate motions,
right?
As you said, you're just recommending,
right?
But you need a motion recommending one and denying the other. And the first one is the version or the alternate that would say an off-premises sign may include an electronic message,
right.
And the other says shall not.
Well, my thought is that we're going to be discussing one in light of the other. I mean, we're really talking about whatever we do for one is going to pretty much dictate what we do for the other. So
well, I think the discussion could be taken up at the same time, but the votes need to be separate.
Yeah, right.
Agreed. Yeah, that's what I was asking. I know the votes have to be separate, but we can discuss them at the same time.
And we held a public hearing in that manner, and it was voiced.
That's right. We did consolidate them for the.
You reported to the audience that. You're going to consider
that's
both
right.
applications
that's
at
right.
once, but you're going to make separate decisions.
Right. That's right. We've already done that. So we're really talking about four and five here, okay?
Right.
Just so you know.
Mr. Chairman, when I listened to the tape of the public hearing, and it seemed like all the concerns were about safety distractions and whatever, and I think we probably all share that because we've seen flashing signs and they do distract. But I also heard in the tape that there are some parameters, I don't know what they are, about dimming during the night and frequency at flashing intervals and those sort of things. So I'm never inclined to use an axe, you know, where a pruning can be done. And I don't like the idea of prohibition of something that could be very useful to business and economy. For example, you know, if you have a store that's down the road and it has a variety of products, you could easily change a digital sign to say, you know, today on sale is X, yesterday was Y, and tomorrow is Z. Whereas you can't do that with a non-digital sign. So there's benefits in, you know, drawing customers and you know, getting people to do business, you know, here. So I would hate to see us put a burden on businesses by prohibition. At the same time, I think it's legitimate from a non-professional, just from a layman's perspective, that, hey, you know, if these things are flashing and neon and doing all kinds of jumping around, that they can be distracting, and that's a safety issue. So you mentioned that maybe we can put comments on, and I don't know what we have. I know, Lawrence, on the tape that you mentioned about an 8-second interval was one of the requirements that a sign can't change more frequently than 8 seconds.
That's part of the code already.
And so there's apparently some rules already there. You know, maybe we, in my opinion, I think we should recommend the first version to allow it with the Board of Adjustments hearing. But I think the county also probably needs to look at those parameters to make sure that the Board of Adjustments has the latitude to put conditions on in certain situations.
I would be inclined to favor a motion allowing the signs, but only if there's language attached to them that would require some type of review of whatever the current regulations are by whomever makes them, whether it's DelDOT or whatever, and for the county to consider if they needed regulation of their own to further strengthen whatever's out there, because I feel as you do, I don't want to deny people the right to use that technology, but all of us know that it can be abused and has been abused and does create situations that are at least annoying and at worst dangerous. So we do need to have some controls there.
You would have to make a motion on the ordinance and include a suggestion.
I understand.
That the council reevaluate the sign ordinance as to the criteria for LED signs, right. Basically.
And I'm saying I would do that, but only if the suggestion was made, because it really needs to be done that way, in my opinion.
Does that only become a DelDOT? Can the county put suggestions on top of the DelDOT?
Sure, the county can regulate signs if they want. They can regulate them. We can have our own regulations. So, and that's what I'm suggesting we might want to look at.
I think a DelDOT is very dated.
And they are, and I think we could involve some of the citizen groups that have expressed an interest in that process.
The electronic message displays has only been for a couple of years.
Yeah, it's new.
DelDOT had them at the same, came up with regulations about the same time we did, and they've amended them a little bit since, because they weren't allowing on billboards, and now I believe that they are, or we wouldn't even be considering it.
Yeah.
So they have jurisdiction on off-premise signs. They don't get involved much with on-premise signs, but off-premise signs they do.
Well, I know it's beyond the scope of this ordinance, but I think we should be considering some regulation for on-premise signs too. Because they can be just as bad.
Well, the one thing we had a complaint about in the public hearing was the white background, and that can psych you out a little bit because they are really bright.
Well, it's distracting, and it causes you to not be able to see road signs.
Right, I mean, the glare.
So it's something we need to do something about. But I don't.
There was concern expressed about the county bank sign at the
specifically, or community bank, community bank, or county bank.
Community bank. I'm sorry. Yeah. And that there one person said there was one on Savannah Road. But I haven't notified, seen that one, but the one on the community bank at Kings Highway and one, there's one piece of sign light that comes up. It's white background. It's
right.
A little bit disturbing.
Mr. Smith, any comment?
Well, yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and other commissioners. I think that along the lines of what Mr. Ross said, I think it's nice that the county, through the Board of Adjustment, would look at the cases individually and decide which ones were worthy of this or were not worthy of this. But I have, I have the concerns like Mr. Johnson about the safety. I mean, I think we're going to be embracing technology. This is a new technology, just like the cell phones that we had. And a little over a year ago in the state of Delaware, they said, you know, you've got to be hands-free, no texting and all. And who amongst us can say that they don't, as they travel up and down the highways today, don't see other motorists still not using hands-free? You know, you see the people. So it's almost of an enforcement of that. I think Delaware has a law prohibiting the texting and the cell phoning, but who's policing it? I see plenty of people doing it. And I think the concerns by the people that were in opposition, their concerns about safety and distractedness, really hit home with me. I think probably the most effective sign is going to be the one that is going to get my attention and make me read it. You know, when I go by a bank time and temp thing, I look at it quickly. So it's, you know, it's 81 degrees, it's 9:29. But I think the sign that really wants to capture me and be the most effective is going to be the one that's going to make me read the 15% off from now until such and such a date or such and such rebates. And those are my comments. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I do admit that traveling today from Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, I saw one of those humongous billboards with electronic display, and I did almost pull off Siler Road just so I could see what it was saying. So it was very distracting to me as a driver as I was talking on my cell phone. Nah, just kidding.
Any further comments?
No, all my comments have been addressed.
Gentlemen, we can have a motion for, a motion against, or a motion to defer. But you got to give me one of those.
Mr. Chairman, we need it. And on the motions, you need to take the ordinances in order.
Separately. Yeah, you're.
And neither one of these ordinances would allow electronic messaging as a matter of right.
Correct.
The person's already got to go to get a special use exception for a billboard and then a special use exception for the electronic messaging.
And what happens now is they have to go to the Board of Adjustment for the off-premise sign, and now it would it would be advertised just as an off-premise sign. If they didn't include the reference that they wanted to put electronic message display on that sign, then they're only going to get consideration as a off-premise sign with no electronic message board. They've got to be specific in their application that they're applying for a billboard with an electronic message board. That's clear in the ordinance.
Do they have a reference number on each proposed ordinance, or are they just
no.
One in favor and one against?
The second one just says prohibit.
Business number four.
Number four and number five.
Yes. Number four is the one that says you may allow it, and number five says it shall not include electronic messaging. So first one to be voted on be number.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to try to throw some mud on the wall, and if it passes, good. If it doesn't, we'll defer and try again.
Sir.
How's that?
Okay.
I'm going to move that we recommend adoption of the first version of the ordinance amending Chapter 115, which would allow electronic electronic message display on off-premise signs. And recommend to the council that they conduct a review of the operating rules and provide the Board of Adjustments latitude to place conditions on any approved applications.
Gentlemen, we hear a second.
Mr. Chairman, not hearing a second, I withdraw my motion, and I would like the motion to defer for further consideration by the commission.
Second. Moved and seconded to defer action on old business item number four, ordinance amendment chapter 115 relating to electronic message display on off-premise signs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, gentlemen, our next item is number five, the ordinance amendment, chapter 115, relating to electronic message display on off-premise signs.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, whereas we have deferred action on item number four, concerning item number five, my motion is for deferral as well.
Second. Moved and seconded to defer action on old business item number five, ordinance amendment, chapter 115, relating to electronic message display of off-premise signs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.